constructivecoding.com.
Kingsland in East Anglia, Kendal in North Lancashire. If you can't be asked to travel away, FC Radio.
One gentleman, please.
Is that right, little Frank?
Well, hello, good evening and welcome FCers from across the world. You're listening to FCUM Radio, radio for FC United of Manchester, and this is FC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. And you join us here, is that snow? What, Paul?
Some kind of fall.
It is some kind of fall, isn't it? At Broadhurst Park for tonight's National League North action between FC United of Manchester and Alfreton Town. Ooh! Kickoff is coming up in 5 minutes' time, and we'll be bringing you once again all the love, all the tears, all the joy and all the tears, and all the love and all the joy and all the tears of another FC Live. You can get in touch with us this afternoon, this evening, this morning, wherever you're listening. Station at fcumradio.co.uk, Twitter at fcumradio, or you can wish Swampy a happy birthday, by texting him. He's somewhere in the world. Happy birthday. Is it close to Partridge as I'm ever going to get, Paul?
Is it 60 today?
Oh, wow. Boom. Have that. Anyway.
Have it.
welcome, everyone, to FC Live here at Broadhurst Park. And the rain is coming down now. And, well, it's FC United against Alfreton Town. We might as well go straight into team news because there are some pivotal moments of team news to bring
it's
you.
It's like give and take.
Yes. Firstly, Billy Priestley, I said off air, as before we came on air, you'd think Southport would get him back considering the bottom of the table and everything's not going their way. And lo and behold, they have.
Yes, he was due to stay with us to the new year, I think. And presumably there was a clause in it that he could be recalled at any time, blah, blah, blah. So they've exercised that. So unfortunately, Billy Priestley is no longer with the squad. But, you know, one goes in. One goes out, another one comes in.
Well, Sam Baird is back, everyone, but he's on the substitutes bench this evening, as is Cole Lonsdale, who I think had a great game at Kidderminster. In as well is Chris Lynch, who obviously was suspended on Saturday for collecting 5 yellow cards. He's back in the starting 11 this evening. Mike Potts is continuing as captain in midfield this evening. Donoghue, Mansell, Wallen and Willoughby are the strike force up front. Bannister drops to the substitutes bench. One of them had to go, didn't they?
Yeah.
To fit Willoughby back in.
Willoughby had to come back, so there was going to be a casualty this evening. But yes, a strong-looking bench and a strong-looking starting 11.
And obviously we're playing Alfreton this evening, and if you're listening from Alfreton, you're more than welcome. Should say there is going to be a minute silence before this game kicks off after what happened at Leicester on Saturday evening, and there'll be a minute silence before kickoff. But Alfreton Town are a team who started off like really, really well and have dropped down the table slightly and now sit 6 points ahead of us up the road. So yeah, a win for FC would be quite handy.
They dropped from third to 16th after losing Tom Denton to Chesterfield. So now they've lost 5 league games in a row. Although their FA Cup run is moving on very sweetly. They're in the first round, I think, now, first round proper. But their league performances, results particularly, have been disturbing. And FC will obviously be hoping to rack up our first home league win of the season tonight.
Now, you were saying in the preview about the record at the moment. You also mentioned it on Saturday. What is the home record, FC United?
Well, it's unchanged from Saturday in that we've won 26 in the league and lost 27 at Broadhurst. And that certainly has to change. And I'm sure the new manager will be looking to change it.
So we are going to be having a minute silence now. So hand over to Tim.
So you're best of order, thank you.
So a minute silence there after the shocking events at Leicester over the weekend. But back to football and matters on the pitch this evening, and FC United against Alfreton Town here in the National League North. A plethora of fixtures this evening, Paul.
Yes, it's almost a full set, is it?
Yeah, it's almost like a Saturday. It's a bit weird. And we'll keep abreast of all the other scores. Some crucial ones, but it's the same as last. It's the same as Saturday, really. We're basically a win tonight. If results go our way elsewhere, could see us out of the bottom three, which is progress, and that's what we'd like to see. Should say this match, as well as being brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army here on FC Radio, is also being sponsored by Cresta Cars, the local glorious taxi firm who have better drivers than some digital alternatives. That's their strapline.
No other alternatives come to mind tonight.
But we are underway here at Broadhurst Park, FC United against Alfreton Town under the floodlights here in North Manchester. And we'll give you the starting 11, which I'm not actually giving you at the moment, but here's Pinnicott now over on that right-hand side. Ball breaks there to Donoghue, who plays a nice calm ball infield there to find Wallen. Wallen, a sweeping pass out towards the right-hand side to Samoes. Samoes back there to Senior, who clears the ball forward, nearly breaks there to Willoughby. Ball is cleared, and here's Pinnicott now. Pinnicott plays a through ball there for his counterpart, and a shot comes in there from Steich. Steich is the danger man for Alfreton Town, Paul.
Yes, he's already played against this for Darlington in the past, and he's quite a prolific goal scorer. Obviously, they're trying to replace Tom Denton, who set up like a house on fire at the start of the season, so they'll be looking to him to score. He did score on his debut at Chester at the weekend.
Well, it's a goal kick. It's the starting 11 for FC. It's Allenson, Senior, Thompson, O'Halloran, Lynch, Potts, Simoes, Wallen, Mansell, Willoughby and Donoghue. But Alfreton on the attack now. Alfreton attacking the St Mary's Road end in this first half. The ball is now with Clifton, who is brought down there by Donoghue. So that's attacking lineup there. Mansell, Willoughby, Donoghue and Samoes. Looks like Mansell is the target man up front. Willoughby is playing number 10.
Yes, not a false 10, a real 10.
Yeah. Well, Clifton with this free kick. It's about 5 yards inside FC United's half. Just 10 yards or so in from the touchline, right in front of the home dugout here. And it's going to be James Clifton to take it on his right foot towards the back end of FC United's penalty area. Lynch with a header there, comfortable for Allenson. Just to give you the Alfreton team: Ramsbottom, Clifton, Wild, Hurd, Lynch, Shields, who's the captain, Bateson, Hott, Steich, Pinnicott and Johnson. Allenson there clearing his lines. The ball breaks here to Wallen, who plays it to Thompson. Thompson there to Willoughby, back it goes to Wallen back to Thompson, who's facing the wrong way and on his right foot switches play there. Nice ball to find Lynch in the middle and out towards the right hand side there to Senior on the halfway line. Checks inside, plays it to Willoughby tries to find Simoes. It nearly finds Willoughby there in the clearance from the Alfreton defender, but it's eventually cleared there by Clifton and back to Allenson in the FC United goal.
Two very vocal managers tonight, Billy Heath and Neil Reynolds. You'll be hearing lots of them in the background.
Well, here's Potts now. Potts with a ball out towards this left-hand side. Cut out by Johnson. And it breaks to O'Halloran. O'Halloran now on his left foot. Down the line it goes towards Willoughby. The heady clearance there. Second ball picked up by Donoghue, but it's eventually cleared. And O'Halloran wins the header there, out of play for a throw-in to Alfreton. Clifton to take it.
A lot of ex-North Ferriby players in the...
Yeah, I was going to say, it's like the North Ferriby team that won the league promoted a few years back. How many players was it in the end? About four or five?
They signed six, and one's gone, obviously, in Tom Denton. Yeah. But still five.
Free kick to FC United, just inside Alfreton's half, and it's Wallen to take it. Takes it short to Willoughby, back to Wallen, to this near touchline now to Thompson, back to Wallen now on the halfway line. Wallen gives the ball away. And well, it breaks now in midfield, and here comes Hott. Hott now plays a through ball there, but it's well cut out by O'Halloran. Hott needed a bit more on that ball.
Yeah, it's rather intense pace, this isn't the start of the game.
Bit frantic. Here's Samoes now. Nice touch from Samoes. Plays the ball through the middle there to find Donoghue. Donoghue finds a nice ball to Mansell. Mansell with a shot. Well saved there from Sam Ramsbottom. And, well, the first real chance of the game on 4 minutes. And it was a great save from the Alfreton goalkeeper.
I just wonder whether he could have lifted it over the keeper.
Lovely ball there from Lynch to find Senior. Senior with a cross in. Oh, he's just stuck under the feet there, Willoughby. And it's cleared. Good possession this from FC United. Here's Pott now. To Samoes. Nice drag back there. To Wallen now. Wallen to Pott. Pott plays the ball back to Lynch. Lynch with a nice ball through there. Finds Samoes. Samoes helps on to Willoughby. Willoughby now tries to release Thompson through the middle there, but it was well defended and cleared by Alfreton. Here's Samoes now on this near touchline, tries a little dink there, but wasn't enough on it. Out of play goes for a throw-in. A bit frantic, a couple of minutes here,
was,
Paul.
Was a great chance for Mansell, though, to score his first goal for the club.
Still waiting for his first goal.
Yeah.
Right, it's a throw-in to Alfreton. The rain has stopped now, but it's put a bit of fizz on this pitch. And down the line it goes. Alfreton with a flick on there, and Lynch plays the ball back to Allinson. And it's an awkward bounce for Allinson, but the ball is cleared. Only time was Bateson, and Bateson can't keep it in. It's out of play. Bateson or Battison?
Bateson.
Bateson, yeah. Good. Senior, back it goes to Allinson. Allinson distributes it to his left-hand side to O'Halloran. O'Halloran bringing the ball out now. Forward to Donoghue. Back it goes to Wallen. Wallen tries to release Thompson. Thompson keeps the ball in play. Thompson now plays the ball to the byline where Willoughby is. Willoughby of a cross. Good stuff for Messi United. Down the left-hand side. And with 6 minutes gone here at Broaders Park, it's a corner.
That was a terrific effort by Willoughby to try and hook the ball back. It was gathering pace.
Great ball there from Wallen to release Thompson down that left-hand side. It's going to be Donoghue to take this. Donoghue takes it short here. Here's Thompson. Thompson's going to cross this in first time into the box. It goes! A header there from an Alfreton defender. And out of play it goes. And, well, that ball could have gone anywhere.
Yeah, they looked all over the place, didn't they, when the cross came in. Good signs for FC in the early, 7 minutes?
Well, it's corner number two for FC United from this main stand side. FC attacking the light-bound road in this first half. Samoes coming short for it, but in it comes from Donoghue in towards the near post area. It's cleared, and Bateson is under a bit of pressure there, and Alfreton clear the lines as far as Johnson on the halfway line, who lets the ball roll underneath his foot there, and here's Steich now. Good tackle there from Wallen, and out of play it goes for a throw into Alfreton.
We can forgive
frantic.
We can forgive him his gloves with challenges like that.
Well, here's Clifton. Clifton plays the ball infield there. It's a good first touch from Pinnicott. Pinnicott lines up a shot there, drags it, and it's harmlessly wired in the end. So 7 minutes on the clock here. SC Live, constructedcoding.com and the Armchair Army. 0-0 here between FC United and Alfreton Town in a very, very frantic game in the National League North. Darlington are 1-0 up, by the way, at Bradford Park Avenue at the moment. And Blyth, where we're going on Saturday,
yes,
they've travelled to Geyser tonight and they're 1-0 up currently. Here's Samoes now. Back it goes to Lynch, who's in the right back position at the moment. Lynch infield, plays the ball square to Wallen. Wallen to Potts. Potts with a first time ball there to Samoes. Samoes back to Lynch in that right back position. Lynch, is he going to look for the ambitious ball to switch play because Thompson's in a lot of space? No, he opts for the ball down the line there, which was equally as nice. And it's Senior now. Senior back to Donoghue on that left, right hand side. Donoghue now on his left foot. Looks to switch play, and that's not too clever there from Donoghue, and Pinnicott clears the ball, but that's not the best of passes. And now O'Halloran gets the ball to Thompson. Thompson now on this left hand side, he's got O'Halloran still for support. O'Halloran now gets to the byline and the left hand side of the penalty area. Cross comes in. Who's he going to fall to? Donoghue wins the ball back on the edge of the box. Donoghue leaves it for Thompson, and he hit that too well. He drew Binone, and it goes wide, and it's a goal kick. But good start this Paul for SC.
Yep, we're certainly looking hungry for the ball. We're fighting hard to win the second balls, and the interceptions are coming in, and I'm sure Neil Reynolds will be happy with the start the side's made in terms of endeavour and effort. Aldi's
it's Sam Ramsbottom with this goal kick for Alfreton. 9 minutes gone here, 0-0 the score. If you're joining us late from the Trafford branch, Lynch wins that header. High in the air it goes. Wallen can't win that header. Instead, it's Johnson, and it's cleared anyway by O'Halloran. Donoghue tries to play the ball back there to Thompson, who can't keep that ball in play. It's going to be a throw-in.
Kind of expected quite a physical approach from Alfreton tonight. That's normally the way Billy Heath's teams tend to play.
Well, the minute the passing from FC United is so fast and crisp that Alfreton aren't really getting much of a show at the moment. And well, I say that his Pinnicott now crosses that ball in. It nearly gets there to Steich, but it's cleared. And Willoughby gets the ball to Samoz, who brings the ball down really well there. Lays it off to Potts. Potts with a ball over the top here for Donoghue to chase. Clifton is there. Clifton has to play the ball back there to Ramsbottom, who clears the ball first time. High in the air, the ball goes. And Pinnicott there wins that header, but the second ball is with Lynch. Lynch plays the ball calmly back to Arlinson. You do get the impression now that FC United are a different team. We've seen very promising performances.
They just have an air of confidence about them, even now at 0-0, don't they? Which we didn't see in past weeks.
Arlinson, and that's your fault, that Paul. Out of play goes for
well,
a...
We can't make allowance for Arlinson's clearances with his feet from the grass, I'm afraid. Out of his hands may be a bit better, but...
Arlinson takes the goal kick and out of play goes for a throw-in. That throw-in is now taken by Clifton. And long ball play forward there by Shields. And to no one in particular, and out of play goes for a goal kick to Arlinson.
Two curious games we've won here against Alfreton. One of them we were 3-0 up with half an hour gone. Then it went to 3-3 12 minutes later and we scored a late winner. In the other game, Alfreton were 2-0 up and eventually lost 3-0. 3-2 after three second half goals.
Here's O'Halloran now on the ball. O'Halloran plays the ball towards the halfway line there to Donoghue. Donoghue back it goes to O'Halloran. O'Halloran plays the ball to Willoughby, who's come deep for it, and that ball back to O'Halloran wasn't the best, but O'Halloran did well there, and Allinson gets the ball clear. High in the air towards Donoghue, the ball goes, well won there by Shields. Alfreton's captain this evening, and O'Halloran with a nothing ball really out towards the right hand side. It's comfortable in the end, and Wilde plays the ball back to Ramsbottom and he clears it forward. Header won there by O'Halloran, and here's Donoghue in a bit of space now over the left hand side. Donoghue plays a nice ball out to the right hand side there to Samoz. He's got the overlap there if he wants it. Samoz keeps possession, shot comes in, it's charged down, and Ramsbottom gets the ball back for the team in blue.
Few options there. Samoz decided to go for the shot.
Well, it's just it, when FC get the ball and there's space for Samoz or Donoghue, there's numbers in support.
I think they're not used to the options yet, are they? That's the thing.
A nice ball played forward there by Ramsbottom, and it's Bateson chasing it. Senior heading into a bit of a cul-de-sac there, but wins a throw-in by his own corner flag. Senior, I think, is waiting for some options to appear and help him out. He's right by FC's corner flag by the St Mary's Road end. Throw-in taken down the line, headed back there by Alfreton, and shielded well. The ball breaks at the edge of the box, shot comes in straight at Allinson, and Allinson throws it out first time. Good ball there. Thompson's got a bit of space, but Pinnicott's covering, and Thompson has to check back there, but nearly a counter attack, and it's the thought that counts. And well, that's Donoghue there proceeding a free kick against Bobby Johnson, who makes the most of it. 13 minutes gone here, 0-0 the score. FC United looking promising at the moment, but the score remains 0-0. And it's a free kick to Alfreton. James Clifton to take this. About 15 yards or so inside FC United's half, just on the right hand side. In it comes from Clifton towards the back post. There's lots of curl on that. And Allinson doesn't catch the ball and drops it. Unchallenged really, he's looking at the linesman for help there, but this ball might break here to Willoughby. No, it's good defending there from Wilde. Nearly Willoughby was through there, and it's end to end stuff at the moment. You can't take your eyes off this game. Wallen does well there, plays the ball back to O'Halloran back to Allinson. the quality of that free kick there really troubled FC United's goalkeeper. Handball. Oh, he's giving it the other way. Free kick on the edge of the centre circle inside FC United's half for Alfreton.
Just to confuse things, there's a Lynch on both sides tonight.
Yeah, when I say Lynch, I mean our Lynch. If anything changes, I'll let you know. But the other Lynch is David Lynch.
Yeah, they're both wearing number 5 as well.
It's Bobby Johnson to take this free kick. As I said, pretty much on the edge of the centre circle, inside FC United's half, in the middle. Chips in there from Johnson. Nothing free kick, really. Going to go for Lynch. And bring it. The ref's bringing it back.
I don't think he appreciated that.
Samoes was.
Lynch got involved there with Stash, is it, on that side?
Yep. Free kick taken, though, by O'Halloran. O'Halloran now with a ball down the line there. And Mansell picks up the second ball but gives it away to Pinnicott, who. And Alfreton get the ball clear. O'Halloran has to deal with this. It's a comfortable head and nice control. Gets the ball to Thompson. Thompson back to Wallen. Wallen plays the ball square there. Finds Lynch. Lynch now midway into FC United's half. Inside to Potts. Potts back to Lynch, who's now in the right back position. Down the line to Potts there. Potts, who continued his run to the halfway line, he goes. Long ball over the top there. And Samoes was offside. Which is a shame. Don't forget, you can get in touch with us this evening at FCUM Radio on Twitter.
And if you haven't got Twitter,
carrier pigeon.
You could always try Swampy.
You could try Swampy. Wish Swampy a happy birthday, everyone. Come on. All together now. It's a free kick anyway to Alfreton. And Neil Reynolds there on the edge of his technical area, wearing his FC United suit. Sam Ramsbottom with this free kick. And there the ball goes towards FC United's penalty area. Lynch wins the header, but it needs to be dealt with there by Wallen. And Wallen puts the ball out of play for a throw-in to Alfreton, which is being contested there. I think there was a bit of a free kick there against Wallen, but throw-in given to Alfreton, taken by Clifton. Here's Johnson now. Johnson back to the halfway line. The ball goes to Hurd. Hurd now out to the left-hand side. Finds Josh Wild. Wild down the line there for Bateson to chase on to, but Senior shepherds that ball out of play. It's going to be a throw-in to FC United, 18 yards or so from their own corner flag, over from that right-hand side. Senior takes it. Willoughby comes short for it, and that return pass there from Willoughby want the best, but Lynch rescues it and then gives the ball away. Here's Alfreton now with Bateson over on that left-hand side. Bateson checks inside. Good tackle there from Lynch, and well recovered from FC United's number 5. And that clearance is not the best, and Mansell nearly pounces. All kinds of fun and games here in Alfreton's half all of a sudden. But Clifton, no nonsense clearance there. And the second ball picked up by Alfreton. And out of play goes for a throw in to FC in front of the home dugout.
Neil Reynolds gives the assistant a bit of a thumbs up there. He's actually got one right in our favour.
Going by Thompson. Potts under immediate pressure here, having to go towards his own byline, but there plays a nice ball infield to find Lynch on the edge of his own penalty area. Forward the ball goes. It's not quite to Samoes, instead it fires Adrian Hurd, and out of play it goes for a throw in to FC just inside their own half on the right hand side. Senior to take it. Throw in taken down the line. Here's Samoes, good control there over on that right hand side, but he's surrounded by blue shirts and swamped out of it. And ball breaks to Wallen. Wallen does well there, and Senior finds Lynch. Lynch plays the ball in field. Here's O'Halloran now. O'Halloran has got options out on this left hand side. One of them's Donoghue. Donoghue lays it off to Willoughby. Willoughby to Thompson on this left hand touchline. Thompson in field to Donoghue. Outnumbered there and outmuscled, and FC United lose out. And here is Alfreton on the attack with Johnson. Johnson with a long ball there towards FC's box, and it's Stash. Stash there tackled superbly well there by Lynch. And here's Potts. Potts to Samoes over on the halfway line. Samoes in field, plays a lovely ball on the outside of his foot, finds Donoghue, he's onside. Donoghue. Why, Paul, he did that, Kidderminster.
Yeah,
shoot, my friend. Shoot!
I'm not sure why I didn't.
But what a ball. What a ball from Samoes there on the outside of his boot. Corner on 19 minutes. FC United 0-0, but here's Donoghue. Donoghue with this in-swinger from the main stand side. And it comes. Wallen! Oh. Wallen with a header there on the back post. He rose like a salmon. Well, and headed it in. There was nothing Ramsbottom could do. Obviously, the Alfreton management will be questioning the defending. But he rose there like he was flying, Paul.
Well, these new signings certainly now to score goals at Broadhurst, we have to say.
It needed a Jetson kind of sound effect noise, like the way he rose there.
They talk about like a salmon, but the other issue, of course, he was unchallenged, and that's something that obviously Billy Heath won't be pleased about, but Neil Reynolds will be delighted.
Well, FC United 1-0 up, 20 minutes gone here at Broadhurst Park, and deserved.
Yeah, they've done all the pressing, really. They've had the majority of the chances and the possession. So it's not really a surprise. And, possibly Donoghue should have scored a few seconds sooner.
Pennicott there. Back it goes to Clifton. Clifton for Alfreton over the top. That superb header there from O'Halloran. And Lynch plays the ball. First time there towards Samoes. The second ball is finds Senior, who again plays the ball down the right-hand side for Mansell to chase. Hurd is covering though, and Hurd plays the ball back to his number one in the Alfreton goal, Ramsbottom. Oh, what a call him, Rammy. That's why I'm stumbling. But Alfreton's Lynch there with a ball down the line. Steich looked like he was offside there, but the flag stays down. Here is Steich now. O'Halloran stayed on his feet, and the ball is cleared. But it's back with Alfreton, with Josh Wild. Wild plays the ball inside to Johnson. Johnson now out to this right-hand side, finds Clifton. Clifton now to Johnson. Forward the ball goes there from Hurd. Finds Lynch. Lynch is passed through there. He's cut out by O'Halloran. And it's Samoes now. Samoes' pass is cut out and it's out for a throw-in. Guys, they've got an equaliser against Blyth. It's 1-1 there. Kidderminster now are 2-0 up at Leamington. And Southport are 1-0 up against Curzon Ashton.
Kicking off bottom of the table.
Out of play, the ball goes for another throw-in. Other scores, Spennymoor 1-0 up against York in the Grey Derby, and Chester 1-0 up there against Ashton United.
I don't suppose Billy Priestley scored for Southport and he's come back, has he?
Well, imagine that. O'Halloran now with possession for FC United. A ball through the middle there, and it's comfortable for Sam Ramsbottom.
I wondered how important the first goal would be tonight, because Alfreton have lost the last five league games and there could be a feeling of here we go again.
Well, the referee's given a curious free kick there. I'm not too sure what that was for, but it's a free kick to Alfreton and it's going to be hot to take this.
If that was deliberate and balls, nope. At least my bloody hat.
And it's a big hat, dear listener, let me tell you.
That was a BBC hat, by the way.
So this is about 15 yards outside FC United's penalty area, left of centre. FC United having a two-man wall there. It's Bobby Johnson over this ball. And
alternative commentaries obviously are available.
Clifton's over it as well, but I do think this is going to be Bobby Johnson to take this on his right foot. Like I say, it's quite far out, but if he hits it sweetly, it could prove difficult this for Allinson. But wait and see. In it comes. Free kick comes in, he drags it wide. And it's the score remains 1-0 to FC United. Don't forget, you can get in touch with us this evening at FCUM Radio. Please wish a warm FC United good evening to Kitchen Revolutionary Martin Conway and FC United Radio new recruit Santos Victor Gosh. What is this about? Anyway, here's Donoghue. Back to that in a minute. Back inside to Willoughby now back to the halfway line, finds Senior back to Willoughby. Willoughby's touch lets him down though there, and it's with Alfreton's Lynch, and FC United's Lynch cuts out that ball. Here's Senior on that right hand touchline. Back it goes to Lynch all the way back to Allinson, and O'Halloran. Back it goes to Allinson, and it's a good job we're not on North Manchester FM. I do apologise for that language from the BBC. Obviously we have to issue press passes to accredited press, nothing we can do about that. Here's O'Halloran now over the halfway line as the rain starts to come down again. Here's Thompson Thompson to Potts. Potts there to Donoghue. Back to Potts, and Potts with a nothing ball down the outside of his boot. Thompson can't win that ball, and that's a nice ball through there over to the left hand side for Bateson to chase. But Senior's tracking back, and Senior does well, and Senior is wins a throw in.
She's very grateful for.
Thank you for your correspondence, Captain Killjoy. I don't know how you managed to get so many characters. Have you got like Victor? You got like Donald Trump's
special powers
Twitter membership or something? See how long that tweet is.
I'm just trying to catch the end of it. Oh yes. I've seen the light. Yeah. Right. Okay. Well, I'm glad we're seeing the lights tonight.
Alfredson with the ball over on that left-hand side. I've seen that he's trying to clear it with Potts, and Potts succeeds, but Shields has the ball back. Wallen there, and Shields there with it's not a shot, is it?
It's just a belt up the pitch, really.
He's back with Valentin, who rolls out first time there, finds O'Halloran. O'Halloran to Willoughby. Willoughby back to O'Halloran on this left-hand touchline. O'Halloran finds Mansell. He's come deep for it on the halfway line. Mansell back to Lynch. Lynch now can bring the ball over the halfway line. Lynch motoring forward now, still with possession for FC. Still going, no one going near him. Through ball there. Can Willoughby get to it? He can.
Was he caught?
No. And furthermore, he's not appealing it, which is probably for the best because he would have got booked. But Lynch there, superb stuff from FC United's defender.
What impresses me, well, there's two things that impress me tonight. I think our organisation at the back looks better. We're picking out through balls that are going through us. And the other thing is that when Alfredson try and play the offside, we're being a bit shrewd about how to try and counter the offside when they play the high line. We've got runners appearing in different places.
Lynch battling away there with Steich. Senior nearly wins that ball back, and it's back with Hurd. Hurd now in field, and it's a risky ball there from Johnson. And Alfredson still with possession. They're not quite comfortable at the moment, Alfredson, are they?
They don't look like they want to play out from the back, to be honest.
Well, here is Donoghue. Donoghue's got the overlap there from Thompson. If he wants him, he comes in field instead. And Donoghue finds Wallen. Wallen there to Samoes. Samoes finds Senior on the right-hand touchline. Senior with a ball in towards Alfredson's box. Just beyond Mansell, and comfortable in the end for Sam Ramsbottom. O'Halloran wins the header there. Ball bounces. Is Donoghue going to bring that ball down? No, it was good stuff there from Pennicott. And O'Halloran's having a great game. And O'Halloran wins the ball back. And as I said that,
he's bringing it back.
Good. But O'Halloran's been unfairly criticised, I think, in some quarters. He's had a good few weeks.
I think he had a bit of a slow start to his FC career, to be honest. But I think he's blossomed in the last few games. He's beginning to look the part that he was at Stockport now.
Free kick to FC United, 5 yards or so inside Alfredson's half. It's Potts to take this, just in front of the away dugout here, and he plays the ball square, finds Lynch, and Lynch again can bring the ball. Actually, checks back and opts to play the ball. That's his left-hand side to O'Halloran. O'Halloran, back it goes to Lynch. FC United here looking to see what's on forward, and that's a nice ball from Lynch to Donoghue. Donoghue to Willoughby, and Willoughby and Donoghue trying to win the ball back, but it breaks now, and here's Alfredson on a four-man attack forward. Over the top the ball goes. Here's Hott now. Hott brings the ball down. He's got Senior in front of him. Good defending from Senior. Brilliant stuff from FC United's right back.
He showed equal determination to Hott there, and that was good.
Flicked on there from Donoghue. And here's Shields now. Shields has to play the ball back to Ramsbottom in the Alfredson goal. Alfredson takes a touch. Alfredson. Ramsbottom. Wrong lead team. It's confusing. Here's Johnson now. Johnson, nice ball out to the right-hand side. Brought down there by Bateson, but cleared by Senior. And it's going to go all the way back to Hurd there. He's being put under a bit of pressure here from Mansell. Mansell looking to make a mistake, but he plays the ball forward instead to Bateson, and Senior this time fouls his man. Free kick to Alfredson.
Certainly a lot of movement in the FC side, if you noticed, up and down the pitch.
It's a free kick to Alfredson, just in from the touchline, just inside FC United's half, over on the park side. It's wild to take it. And it goes towards FC United's penalty area. Lynch does well there. Bit of a push in the back, but it's cleared by Lynch once again. Headed back there by the other Lynch. Headed clear by Potts. And Mansell with a flick on there. Puts the pressure on Clifton, but Clifton does well and plays the ball back. And Ramsbottom now. Another high ball forward. Lynch, another header one. Wallen there. Mansell with a header back to Wallen. And the referee's not been that back, isn't he? CC's been in touch. Any chance of getting FCM TV to show the goals the day after the game? Midweek is fine. Saturdays is difficult because of TV rights. Can you believe it? Hurd plays the ball forward over on the left-hand side, and there's a slip there by Bateson, and now Senior brings the ball out. Senior plays the ball forward. That's a nice ball, and it's a bit too much on it, and Ramsbottom good goalkeeping because Mansell was through there. Yeah, unfortunately the National League have a highlights thing that they do on their website, so they have first dibs. SCM TV have to put the highlights out on Monday, unfortunately, so that's why. Senior plays the ball through there from that throw-in, finds Donoghue back to Willoughby. Willoughby's still trying to find his feet though, I feel, in this game.
Yeah, he's been out for a while and it's proving difficult.
Here's Potts now. Potts on the halfway line, heading infield, plays the ball to Samoes. Samoes is dispossessed, but the ball breaks to Wallen. Wallen now along the halfway line to O'Halloran, to Potts, back to Wallen. Wallen to Lynch. And the ball is back now with Allinson. On the edge of his D. Plays the ball to O'Halloran. O'Halloran back to Allinson. 30 minutes gone here at Broadhurst Park. FC United 1-0 up at the moment. Nice ball by Allinson. Finds Samoes. Samoes lays it up to Willoughby. Willoughby now to O'Halloran. Back to Willoughby. Willoughby to Wallen. Wallen all the way back to Allinson. And look what's happened. Alfredson are pressing forward here, and FC United are keeping the ball, bringing Alfredson forward. Here's Lynch now. Lynch plays the ball to Senior. Senior keeps it in play. And back heel there. But we actually see that from the women's team.
Yeah.
And I've not seen it from the men's team this season.
Sometimes keeping the ball is a good way of drawing the other side out. And that's what we want. We want them to play this high line so we can get behind them.
Nice turn there by Samoes. Samoes now on the right-hand side leaves the ball behind a bit. And then he's tackled, tries to win the ball back. And it's now with Wild for Alfredson. But Wild being put under pressure. In fact, it's Bateson. And it's cleared. Only as far as Lynch. Lynch picks up the pieces, gets the ball to O'Halloran. O'Halloran to Willoughby. Willoughby out to his left hand side, finds Thompson. Thompson infield to Potts. Potts with a ball, a percentage ball, I believe that's called. Over the top there, putting the pressure on Clifton. Clifton takes a touch by his own corner flag and has to put the ball out. And that's why it's a percentage ball.
Oh, yeah.
FC United won a throw in 18 yards from Alfredson's corner flag. Take it quickly there by Thompson. Here's Willoughby now. Willoughby out towards the right hand side, finds Senior. Senior takes a touch now and brings the ball forward. Senior beats his man, still with the ball. Senior plays a through ball here to Mansell. Oh, good save. Ball breaks it. Back to Senior. Chest it to Samoes. And Samoes drags it wide. Oh, but that was brilliant, brilliant stuff that from FC United. And score stays 1-0.
Yeah, it could have been more. No doubt about it. What we don't want really is for us to hang on to a 1-0 lead, because of course on Saturday it all changed, and I'm sure the manager wants us to cash in whilst we're on the ascendancy.
Well, it's a goal kick, but FC United on top notch form in this opening 33 minutes, but the score remains 1-0 to the home side. Lynch there wins the header, forward it goes. Hurd plays the ball back. Just to give you some other scores, it's Bradford Park Avenue 1, Darlington 2 now at the Horsfield Stadium, and Brackley have now just gone 2-0 up at Boston United.
Well, we saw how good Brackley are.
Yeah. And here's Lynch now. Lynch plays the ball along the 18-yard box to O'Halloran. O'Halloran now on his left foot. Nice ball there to find Samoes on the halfway line. Samoes lays it off to Willoughby. Clifton with a challenge, but Samoes wins the stack of ball. Samoes now crossing the halfway line, out towards the right inside, checks back in field. Samoes stays on his feet, nearly finds Willoughby. Ball breaks though to Wallen. Wallen with a pass back to Samoes. Samoes is tackled though, and here's Johnson now on the ball. Johnson's clearance hits Thompson. Clifton gets the ball again, and that's going to go out of play. And at the moment, FC United are really turning the screw here on their visitors.
The press is working well.
Here's Potts now. Potts on the halfway line, looking out towards the right-hand side, plays the ball simply to Wallen, and Wallen plays it to Lynch. Lynch now plays it square to O'Halloran. And O'Halloran has to come infield to get that ball and plays it back to Allinson. Allinson sweeping pass out to left-hand side. Space being created here out of nothing. Here's Thompson now. Thompson down the left-hand side. Got Johnson for company. Thompson plays the ball back to the halfway line to O'Halloran. O'Halloran to Potts. Back to O'Halloran to Potts. Potts to Wallen. Wallen with a first-time pass to Lynch. Be people in Broadhurst Park who've never seen football like this before. It's a bit weird, isn't it?
Possession's up to 70%.
Blimey, Charlie. And it's not 70% like when we played Marine that time.
No, this is real.
Lynch with a ball over the top there. But at the minute, just to say, don't get too giddy, armchair army at home, it is still only 1-0.
But there are signs that another goal could come.
Here's Clifton now. Clifton with a long ball to no one in particular except FC United's goalkeeper. Leamington 0, Kidderminster 3. Latest score there, and it's Geisley 1, Blyth 2. Here's Potts now. Potts back to O'Halloran. O'Halloran, a chip ball over the top there, and he can't. Thompson's not going to be able to keep that in. Any other scores? I think I've told you all these. Oh, Spennymoor now 2-0 up against York, and Chester 1-0 up against Ashton United.
Stockport thrashing Chorley 0-0.
Yeah. Strangely, I think it is there yet.
Well,
Chorley. Clifton with a throw-in. Clifton down the line it goes from this right-hand side, flicked on there by Pennicott.
I think we're frustrating our visitors,
yeah,
in a very good way, pressing and harassing them.
Ball played back there.
That was an unfortunate challenge on Senior. He's left him on the floor. It was a late one from behind that. I don't think the referee appreciated it.
And out of play. I'm having a conversation here with CC, who says the last goals on FCM TV are from October the 13th. CC, you're getting, we're the radio station at FCM TV, mate.
I'd be surprised. To be honest, I'd have thought that if you want to see our goals, they'll be all on the Panorama, won't they?
Panorama. Yeah, they will.
They have links to all the goals from all the games.
Don't send Cockney there. Here's Johnson with the ball. He's being hassled there by Potts. Nice ball over the top there, but Steich, who, as we said at the start of the show, was their danger man. He's been kept very, very quiet.
He's just not had any service, and we've kept most of the game in their half.
Allinson looking to take his free kick, takes it short to O'Halloran. Back to Allinson. Allinson out to Lynch. Lynch out towards his left hand side. And you see, Lynch and O'Halloran are having a bowl this evening. They're just dragging everyone, aren't they? And a nice touch there from Willoughby. Willoughby out towards the right hand side. Senior plays the ball to Wallen. Wallen now, he's looking at Thompson, but opts to play the ball simply to Willoughby. He plays it back to Wallen. Back to Willoughby. Willoughby now. To Potts on the halfway line. Potts with a nice ball. Thompson's going to get on that ball. Oh, he's offside. Oh, blimey. What a ball that was. And what control from Thompson. But there you go. Offside given. 38 minutes gone. 1-0 the score.
They're just chasing the ball, though, for most of this half. They don't like it.
There's some people in the main stand here who are a bit confused, who also don't like it.
Well, I think there's a few stunned fans here and not used to watching this kind of football. They've not seen it for a long time.
Free kick to Alfreton. Ramsbottom to take this outside of his area. High in the air, the ball goes towards FC United's penalty area. O'Halloran wins the header. Nice play there from Donoghue. Gets the ball to Willoughby. Willoughby turns. Four man in this attack here, and Willoughby's pass is cut out. Wallen wins the ball back though and gets it to Lynch. Lynch to Senior. Senior back to Lynch.
He's injured himself making that challenge.
And,
that lunge.
Come back to that in a second. Wallen finds Willoughby. Shields, who's currently down injured, who's limping back on his feet, is Willoughby now to Lynch. Lynch to Donoghue, lays it off there to Potts. Potts to Willoughby, Willoughby to Mansell, Mansell to Donoghue. Donoghue infield, trying to beat three men there, and nearly does. Ball is played back though to Ramsbottom, who get this ball clear. High in the air the ball goes, Lynch leaves it, and O'Halloran's covering. Can that cleared? Potts gets the ball back on the halfway line, plays a nice ball down the right hand side there for Mansell to chase. So Moses in the penalty area, he's the only red shirt in the penalty area at the moment. Mansell keeps the ball. Mansell crosses that ball in towards Samoz, who nearly brings that ball down, but it's eventually cleared. O'Halloran wins that header, and Thompson tracks back, gets the ball back for FC United, plays it along the halfway line to Wallen. Wallen now for FC United, plays it back to Potts. Potts to Samoz. Samoz pushing the back there by Clifton, but they continues. Here's Lynch now for FC. Lynch to Wallen. Wallen now, oh, the run there was from Mansell, but here's Donoghue. Back to Wallen. Wallen to Samoz, who's in field. Samoz now to Willoughby, who's very, very deep, and plays the ball back to Allinson. Allinson to O'Halloran.
Ball keeps moving.
It does. O'Halloran over the halfway line he goes. Checks back. Back to Thompson. Thompson now. Back it goes to Allinson. Allinson out to the right hand side, finds Lynch.
Just being dragged from left to right.
Yeah, at the moment, Alfredon are just running around.
Without the ball.
Without the ball. Allinson now, sweeping pass out towards his left hand side. Thompson wins the header. Nice header there, but it's second ball picked up by Clifton. Alfredon. And here is O'Halloran. O'Halloran plays the ball to Samoz. Here's Willoughby now. Willoughby back to O'Halloran. O'Halloran to Wallen. Wallen was fouled there, it looked like. Thompson gets the ball, play continues. Thompson with a pass out towards the right hand side to Lynch. Lynch now.
Possession's nearly 75% now.
Lynch back in field, finds Potts. Potts to Lynch. Blimey. Don't know what to make of this. Here's Lynch now on the ball on the halfway line. Lynch to Senior, who's advanced, but Senior has to play the ball back to Lynch, which I think suits the setup fine at the moment. Allinson now. Allinson takes a touch and he's. Alfredon have given up chasing the ball now, haven't they? Allinson plays a long ball forward there and, finally, Alfredon get the ball. How long was that? About 7 minutes. Well,
it must be very frustrating, and I'm sure the manager's not enjoying it either down here.
Throw in to be taken by Wild. For Alfredon, down the line it goes. Lynch doesn't win that, and is Steich, but Steich did push Lynch in the back there, and it's going to be a free kick to FC United. Hola radio crew from a soggy southern Spain, could you give a shout out to John listening in Lanzarote and Mark listening in Morocco? Armchair Army everywhere. Hello everyone around the world.
Hola.
Lynch there plays the ball to Donoghue. Donoghue gets it back to Lynch, plays it to Wallen. Wallen to Senior. Senior a first time pass there, easily dealt with by Wild, who gives the ball away. And here's Lynch now. Lynch plays the ball forward to Mansell. Mansell plays a through ball there to Willoughby. Willoughby, can he beat Clifton? No, Clifton stands him up and Willoughby slips. And now it's Alfredon trying to bring the ball out, but FC United hunting that ball down. And that's the thing, all this possession is great, but at the moment the score stays 1-0.
Yeah, we just need the end product now just to go with all this great approach play.
I forgot I had another coffer. Now it's lukewarm. Senior wins the header. Senior gets the second ball and clears that out of play for a throw in to Alfredon midway into their own half.
43 minutes on the clock, 1-0 to FC.
So we've got 2 minutes left in this first half. 1-0 the score. And here's Hurd now bringing the ball out. Down the line it goes to Wild. Wild now plays the long ball and Pinnicutt is about 3 yards offside there.
Rather naively offside.
Bradford Park Avenue 2, Darlington 2. And at the moment, I don't know if this is right, but it feels like with a win we might be going out the bottom three tonight. But it's early days.
I do like the partnership between O'Halloran and Lynch.
Yes.
It looks very, very organised, doesn't it?
Well, they're playing full-backs most of the time.
And it's like one goes for the ball and the other one covers. It's very well structured.
Here's Allinson with this free kick. Down the right-hand side the ball goes. Headed clear there by Hurd. And pushing the back free kick to FC United on the edge of the centre circle inside Alfreton's half. So we're entering the last minute here of normal time. Stop shouting nonsense. making me nervous. It's a free kick to FC United. We are into that last minute of the first half. FC 1-0 up, and Walden is going to take this.
The goal scorer.
Yeah. So he can't get on this ball, but what can he do? Lofts the ball in towards Alfreton's box, towards Lynch. Lynch wins the header, but it's cleared by Johnson. One bounce, O'Halloran's there, and O'Halloran brings the ball down, plays it to Potts. Potts turns, plays a ball there to Samoes. Samoes does well to bring that ball under control. Plays it to Thompson. Thompson with a cross into the back post. Oh, towards Mansell. Oh. And nearly finds Donoghue.
They were lucky
there. Very, very fortunate from the visitors. What a ball from Thompson, and what play again on this left-hand side between all concerned. And the ball cleared.
The referee's indicating there'll be a minimum of 1 minute additional time. 1 minute.
Thanks to Chantal there. You heard what she said. 1 minute of added time. Nice header there by Thompson. And here's Samoes. Samoes over the halfway line with the ball. Three people in front of him. He's tackled there. And David Lynch won the ball. And a bit of a let-off once again. And there is Alfreton on the attack with Wild now. Over on that left-hand side is Bateson. And Senior again stands up. Second ball picked up by Wild, though. Crosses the ball in first time, but beats everyone. And Thompson is going to get this ball out. Does. And out of play for a throw-in. And Ultragum are 1-0 up now against Nuneaton, which is handy.
Yeah, doesn't know harm at all.
Throw-in to Alfreton. 20 yards or so from the FC corner flag. Clifton to take this. And it's going to be a long throw-in. The ball is a bit wet.
He's throwing it in from Clifton.
In it comes. Towards the 6 yard box, but it's headed clear comfortably. And that's the listeners' half time here at Broadhurst Park. And a dominant display from FC United. I don't know what the possession stats are. Is it 70 odd percent possession? But the score. 73% possession, but the score is still 1-0. What a very promising half there, Paul.
I think it's been a very entertaining half, and I think Alfreton will be asking at half time whether they can have a ball of their own, because they're not getting a look in at the moment with the match ball.
Or just touch a ball, you know, it'd be nice for them.
They've seen it occasionally,
like.
But that's about it.
But half time here, stand by your beds, because coming up next is Woodsow. But at half time, FC Live brought to you by constructivecoding.com and the Armchair Army. It's FC United and Manchester 1, Alfreton Town 0.
Brought to you by constructivecoding.com.
At Constructive Coding, we specialise in creating software and solutions that assist you in increasing your revenues and simplifying your processes. We focus on providing complete end-to-end solutions, from back-end processing and databases to interactive websites, desktop application and mobile devices such as Android tablets and iOS devices. Our philosophy is to provide something different, and we have the team to create something different for you. We are passionate about solving problems and are committed to creating value. We have a proven record for innovation, which delivers solutions for our customers. To find out more about the type of services we offer and to contact us, please visit www.constructivecoding.com. Constructive Coding, proud official sponsors of FC Live.
FC United are calling on all supporters to get involved in the BP Boost, a development fund initiative set up to help raise much-needed funds to assist the club in clearing its outstanding debts. BP Boost has been established to encourage all supporters to try and raise £20 a month any way they can. So if you'd like to get involved in the BP Boost, please email vinny.thompson@fc-utd.net for your fundraising pack, leaving your name and address. Make no mistake, every penny counts. So join the BP Boost Drive today. Thank you.
What are you doing?
I'm talking.
I know you are. You know on the radio, mate.
Yeah, but you
hello.
Were so- You're still doing your primal scream, but...
Yes, so anyway, FC Live... Hey,
Johnny Gallimore was disturbing me there.
FC Live brought to you by ConstructorCunning.com and the Armchair Army. There's not just people from Lee here, there's people from all over the shop. And,
what?
You're both from Lee, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, good point.
Thanks. Anyway.
I'm not part of that.
Sato Paul's still with me, but Woodzo's here. What do you think of that half, mate?
I'll tell you what, when we've been on Blob, it's been very good,
when
hasn't it?
When we've been on...
On Blob.
Not you enjoying that?
Is that something out of the 80s?
Hey,
it's Halloween. It's Halloween tomorrow.
There was a short 5 minute spell when neither team wanted the ball, and it was like, you have it. No, I'm going to kick it to you. No, I'm going to kick it to you back.
There was
outside of that bit. It's a well deserved. It should be more. It should be two and three.
Yeah, I mean, Captain Killjoy has been in touch today. Firstly, he asked how the stat for possessions worked out. It's based on percentage of passing. Completed versus the other team, yeah. And also he says, is there a correlation between possession and goals? Not if you play Marine on a Tuesday night at Gig Lane, there's not.
No,
doesn't always go hand in hand.
No, that was what,
or
four,
Durham,
what was it, 400 passes, yeah, completed,
nothing
got beat 3-0. But in this instance, FC United are passing the ball about willy nilly. Alfreton aren't touching this ball at the moment.
They're struggling against the game. It looks a little bit ominous in the first couple of minutes, and Steich got in behind, and I thought, oh, here we go. And after that, I think we've been fairly comfortable. I think Lewis Mansell's been unlucky with a couple of... the first one he probably should have done better. The second one was a good save from the keeper, I thought. Interesting that Willoughby's playing the 10 role and not the striking role.
His touch has been a bit heavy at times.
It has, but he's not played for 3 weeks, yeah, so I think he's looking quite good. And Josh Wallen's been absolutely running the midfield like...
Can we talk about his goal?
We can, if you like.
I said in commentary that he needed some kind of Jetson sound effects, because he hovered, didn't he?
He did. He did. And I mean, I don't know if you picked up on it as well, in the move that brought the corner where Donoghue was playing, and actually I thought he should have been greedy and went and gone for goal. I think he was trying to pass it into, cross it into Willoughby and square it in. The pass from Simmons in the middle of the park, yeah, to release Donoghue was
the outside of his right foot.
Unbelievable!
It was a beautiful,
absolutely
a ball,
unbelievable.
I mean, let's talk about Lynch. Let's talk about O'Halloran, because they played quite well tonight so far. I mean, we said Steinsch was going to be, you know, really difficult to handle.
But you know, he is a good player.
At the minute, Lynch and O'Halloran are really, and they're not afraid to be on the ball. And there was one attack that Lynch started where he bombed forward.
Yeah.
I mean, the pair of them are having a ball tonight. They're just passing the ball around willy nilly, aren't they?
O'Halloran, since he's moved into, is there any reason why you keep using the phrase willy nilly? That's twice now. Is it some sort of running joke that I'm not aware of in the first half?
No.
Okay.
It's a northern phrase.
It is, but it's just
willy nilly. What's that one with that?
Nothing wrong. You keep using it. That's all.
It's a double act.
I don't mind the nilly. It's the anyway. O'Halloran, since he moved inside, has been playing well.
Now you're getting fed up with saying this, but you. Oh no, I don't like mince pies.
I do.
He does. Thank you, Mally.
Thank you.
There we go. So.
It's like very Christmassy.
I know. What was I saying then? You're getting fed up with saying about O'Halloran is because he is having good game.
Correct.
Game after game after game. Mm. Yeah, he's getting dissed in some quarters. I mean, he's good, and he's been man of the match in the last few occasions.
The problem is, and it happened again on Saturday, he's not getting away with any mistakes. Any little thing that he does, and he gave away the free kick on Saturday, which led to the goal.
Wasn't a free kick.
No, he wasn't, but he gets punished. Well, I thought it was. He ran straight into
him. He dived,
but
ridiculous.
I think nobody can fault the effort and desire that the team has shown in that opening half.
Yes, and you can see what... I mean, it's remarkable that FC United are playing like this, because Neil Reynolds is only at, he's what, two training sessions?
They look like they're actually playing for this manager, 100%, yeah. Don't they? You know, and that's quite an interesting statement.
I thought the same during the half. Seriously.
If results stay the same at the moment, FC United are at the bottom three.
Which is psychologically really good. A few weeks ago, it was looking like, you know, we were potentially going to get cut adrift at the bottom. But I just don't want us to rue the chances we've missed, because we've missed some good chances there.
And this is a great chance tonight to take Alfreton and get 3 points on the board, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're not probably not going to get a better chance for a long time.
I agree, Paul.
Well, Woodzo, any closing thoughts before you go?
I mean, it's fine.
Anyway, SC Live brought to you by constructingcoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Army. Get you at full time as well? Yeah? Good. Anyway, some half-time scores from elsewhere. AFC Telford United 1, Hereford United 1, Altrincham 1, Nuneaton 0. Brackley are 2-0 up at Boston United. It's 2-2 between Bradford Park Avenue and Darlington. It's Guiseley 1, Blyth Spartans 2, Leamington 0, Kidderminster 3, Southport are 1-0 up against Curzon Ashton. You do feel Southport need to start winning games soon, otherwise they might do an Altrincham a couple of seasons back. Spennymoor 2, York 0, and it's 0-0 between Stockport County and Charlie, and it's Chester 2, Ashton United 0.
Of course, Ashton are near the bottom. So,
well, Ashton are the ones who go into the bottom three if results go our way this evening.
So, interesting their result these days at the moment, the way it is.
Yep. Just to say, we've had some correspondence in from Catalonia. The first win in the league at Broadhurst Park is coming. Come on, you Reds. It is coming. There will be a league win. Whether it's tonight, there's still a lot to do, Paul.
Yeah, we've not put this one to bed yet, although we could have done it by now. But you just get the feeling that unless the balance of the game changes, FC will score the next goal. That's the way it seems. And, you know, we could be proven wrong. But unless something changes in terms of the way the game is going, FC are going to win this.
Well, half-time here at Broadhurst Park. FC Live brought to you by constructivecoding.com. And you lovely people, the Armchair Army. Don't forget, we've got an FC Radio doubleheader this coming weekend. Me and Paul are taking one for the team on Saturday. We'll be going all the way to Northumberland for Blyth Spartans against FC United of Manchester. We'll be there live.
In the cold.
From 2:30, wearing gloves,
shivering,
scarves, jumpers, and all kinds of footwear. We'll be there, and underwear as well.
Yes, we go places that other people who are in Brussels dare not go.
And then we're back on Sunday for Women's Team Live, FC United against Tranmere Rovers. Kick-off at 2 o'clock. We'll be going on air live on Sunday at 2 o'clock. And hopefully the women's team can bounce back. That was a bit of a shock on Sunday against Stockport County, but never mind.
It was a shock result, but something came to mind to me tonight, and that the men's team tonight are showing the same appetite, desire that Stockport County's women's team showed us on Sunday.
Yeah. And also, speaking of this weekend, just to say, the Soul Against Racism night, it's 6:30 start on Saturday night. Oh, me and Tim think the same thing. Let him do it.
There you are. It's going to be a fantastic night. Got loads of DJs playing loads of different tunes, yeah. So it's going to be plenty for everybody. There's a full licence bar with raffle and loads of great prizes. That's here on Saturday, £6, Soul Against Racism night. Make sure you get there down there.
There we go. So why not stay at home, listen to FC United against Blyth Spartans, and then make your way to Broadhurst Park on Saturday night for the Soul Against Racism night. Loads of DJs playing some quality soul music on Saturday evening. Tickets are available via the club office, or you can pay on the evening. But this is FC Live, and we now wait for the teams to come out for the second half. Don't forget, you can get in touch with us at FCUM Radio on Twitter, station at fcmradio.co.uk, or you can text us at 01615 01878. And the other thing to mention as well is pitch is looking all right, Paul. And we did invite Chris Sutton, apparently.
What, so he could see a proper pitch?
Yeah.
Well, there are some poor quality pitches around, but to tag non-league footballers having crap pitches, it's lazy, isn't it?
It is lazy. But as you know, we speak a lot, you say what pops in your head.
We've got one of the best groundsmen in the country, I would like to say.
Yes.
I don't think there's any dispute in that. So normally, as long as we can keep the investment on the pitch in terms of maintenance, I think we'll have traditionally a good surface at Broadhurst for us to play on and for us to play the type of football we want to play.
It's a special pitch as well, because let's remember how it was made. It's a load of people in the sun picking up stones, as I recall, while this ground was being built, to make sure that it was perfect for for laying grass seeds on.
That legendary first spade in the ground moment.
Oh, we were all there, weren't we? Hey.
But
what happened to that fork?
I don't know.
Was it a fork or was it a spade?
I think it was a spade.
It wasn't a spade, wasn't it?
I think so.
Brand new as well.
Yeah.
We bought it. That spade.
Somebody went out and got one.
It was clean.
Yeah.
Did you take that spade home?
I guess so.
Wow.
Well, you would have done, wouldn't you, if it was you?
You'd have put it in a frame,
wouldn't you?
I would have given it back to the club to put in a frame or in a glass cabinet.
Well, I'm sure Vinny's got half a dozen. He'll claim to be the one. But anyway,
FC United back out on the pitch. No sign of the visitors at the moment. Maybe they've decided that, you know.
They're probably getting a good rollicking, I would say, in that dressing room. Maybe the manager is showing them a round object and saying, "This, you've got to become more familiar with this as you stroll around. You know, it's if you don't, then you're going to come a cropper in this game."
Loud and clear in Leicester. More goals, please. That's from Helen. Hello, Helen. Thank you for your correspondence, as
Hello,
always.
Hello, Helen.
We're still waiting. But just to give you the FC United team, we are now back out on the pitch. It's Allenson, Senior, Thompson, O'Halloran, Lynch, Potts, Simoes. Goal scorer, Wallen, Mansell, Willoughby and Donoghue. And the other thing to say as well, the formation, very, very fluid. Lots of players moving around. It feels like Thompson and Lynch have got free license to move forward as much as they like. And Willoughby and Simoes come deep for it as much as you want.
And Reynolds has realised the key to bringing players in and getting them accepted quickly is for them to score a goal early in their time.
It's brilliant. It's
very shrewd, isn't
it? Another level of psychology that I just can't compete with.
So you can't knock his signings.
Just to give you the Alfreton team, who are now slowly coming back out on the pitch: Ramsbottom, Clifton, Wild, Hurd, Lynch, Captain Shields, Bateson, Hott, Steich, Pinnicott and Johnson. Substitutes, I should say, for FC United, who have not mentioned at all this evening so far: Jack Bannister, Theo Briley, Jamal Crawford, Cole Lonsdale and Sam Baird is back from Jewel Reg at Drawlesden. The substitutes for Alfreton Town: Craig Hobson, Josh Claxton, Jordan Sinnott, Josh Growling and Tom Nicholson.
I think Josh Claxton is a brilliant Derbyshire mining name.
Yes, really is.
You'll probably find out he's from Birmingham or somewhere, but to spoil it, but it's a great name, isn't it?
Just for those people who are very on this kind of thing, no substitute goalkeeper on the bench for FC United. They've said it.
Yep.
That will not come back to haunt me in 45 minutes time. But we're about to get this. Oh my goodness, chips have arrived. Thank you, sir. I can't have them all. Paul can have a few. Paul, chips.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're back underway here at Broadhurst Park and the chips have arrived.
I've got nowhere to put them.
You can't have them all, Paul.
You can if you want them.
No, no. Sure. That'll do.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend. Throw in to Alfreton as we are back underway here at Broadhurst Park. And that's a nice turn that from Willoughby. Willoughby now moving infield, beats one man, beats the second. Shot comes in from Willoughby. Fine save there from Ramsbottom. And the second ball picked up here by Simoes. Simoes to Thompson. Thompson with a cross. Cleared. Breaks to Willoughby, who skies it. But that's a good start to the half.
That was dynamic indeed. And I think Willoughby as well, by a superb save. That was a quality save he made.
Well, the score remains 1-0 to FC, but FC United knocking on the door straight away. That was within 40 seconds of the second half kicking off. Chips. Ramsbottom with a goal kick. Don't get this on 5 Live, do you? More's the pity.
Chips.
Commentators eating chips. Maybe if Chris Sutton had chips, he wouldn't whine about pitches so much. He'd just go with it.
I don't understand that. I mean, everybody before the kick-off knew that the pitch was going to be a mess. So why whinge about it, you know?
Clifton with a free kick inside FC United's half. In it comes. It's a good ball, that one. And there's Hurd with a header. A diving header there, but it was Allenson was behind it. Sorry, listen, I've only got two more chips left and then I'll start commentating properly.
Chip off the old block.
Thanks, Paul. Here's Lynch now. Back it goes to Allenson.
Good eventful start to the second half. Augurs well, didn't it? Chances at both ends.
Well, I'd like to have chances at both ends with FC United 3-0 up. Then we can, you know, commentate on a really exciting game where the points are in the bag.
If Alfredson come out a bit more, that would probably be to our advantage.
Stato on form this evening. Accuracy with a C par excellence. That's from Robert Ironmonger there.
Oh, thank you, Robert. Not sure why, but...
you know, he's the guy speaking now is Stato Paul, and the other guy was Woodso. He's the one with the northern accent. We've all got northern accents, but he's just particularly northern.
Yeah, I think some of us are more northern than others, maybe.
Flicked on there and nearly finds Pinnicott, but it breaks to Johnson. Johnson now over on that right-hand side.
Offside.
And Pinnicott shouldn't be offside there.
Criminal.
The Wallens have been in touch. And loving the commentary. I'm a very proud mum in Australia right now.
Good on you.
Hashtag. You can't use a hashtag like that.
I did mention
hashtag
in my
Josh
tweet.
Josh Wallen's mum.
I did mention in my tweet it was an Aussie goal. So there you go, the Wallens. I have noted this.
Well, it's,
and it must be pretty early in the morning for them.
Let us know what time it is and let us know if we are indeed a cure for insomnia.
I think they're in New South Wales. I think I'm right in saying. Could be wrong.
Will it be? Can't bring that ball down, and now it breaks, and there's Bateson. Bateson forward there. Good tackle by... Well, I thought it was a good tackle by Lynch. The ball seemed to move in a direction away from Steich.
I think he made an absolute meal of that, didn't he?
Thanks for not swearing, Paul.
It was an absolute barbie, that. All the drimmings.
It's a free kick to Alfredson. We've got 4 minutes on the clock here in the second half. Clifton to take this. There's a three-man wall. It's about...
Might be Johnson again.
It's about 12 yards outside the penalty area. Left of centre. Perfect for a right footer. And it is going to be Bobby Johnson to take this. Bobby Johnson now lines his free kick up. Oh, and I tell you what, that was nowhere near.
Build it up. The listener was worried there for a moment. If you want to compare that to Aussie rules, it wouldn't have even made an outer.
Oh, you can't just have a private conversation with Mrs. Wallen. And here is Hurd now bringing the ball out for Alfredson. Plays the long ball forward. Comfortable for Lynch. Lynch now to Potts. Potts out towards the left-hand side now. Finds Thompson. Thompson to Samoes, who's instantly surrounded by blue shirts, but the ball breaks to Potts. Potts now, back it goes to O'Halloran. O'Halloran to Lynch, and there are some people below me who really are not understanding the concept of possession football. Who is Donoghue now? Donoghue facing the wrong way, has to play the ball back to O'Halloran. O'Halloran now, long ball play forward. Samoes pushed in the back there, referee's not interested. But Samoes does well. Samoes now turns over on the left-hand side now. Moving forward. Plays the ball there towards Willoughby, who can't get on the end of it. And good stuff there from Samoes.
How many weeks did we say that we couldn't keep the ball? And now we suddenly can keep the ball.
Well, at the moment, the score remains 1-0. FC United are having long spells of possession, but if the score remains the same, it's going to be still a nervy game for this closing 40 minutes or so. Ball played down the line. Here's Pinnicott, who's onside. Pinnicott over on the right hand side. Plays the ball back to Clifton. Clifton with a first time pass in. Lynch wins the header. But he's going to get on the second ball. Is it going to be Bateson? No, it's Wild. Wild plays the ball forward there. And here is Bateson now on this left hand touchline. Bateson crosses his ball in towards the back post. Johnson wins the header. But it's out of play for a goal kick to FC United. Definitely Stato referring to Chris Sutton's banal comments. There you go.
Is that with a silent B?
He says you're not Susie Dent with wordplay like that, Paul. It's superb. Anyway, it's going to be a goal kick to FC United. Just to let you know, the wildcard's coming up straight after us at 10 o'clock tonight with loads of local music from the Manchester area and beyond. Will it be there being hugged? Valentine's Day's come early for the FC United's number 10. Referee doesn't give him a free kick now. And out of play, the ball goes for a throw into FC United midway into their own half over on that left hand side. Thompson to take it. Throwing taken. Potts comes short for it. Back to Thompson. Back to Potts. Potts now over on that left hand side. Back it goes to O'Halloran. O'Halloran back to Allinson. Allinson now plays the ball out to Lynch. Lynch looking to play a ball down the line here. Oh, well left by Samoes to Mansell. Mansell back to Samoes. Samoes now in space. Into the penalty area he goes. Plays it to Willoughby.
Oh.
The ball was just a bit too heavy. But Samoes is lively tonight, Paul.
That was a brilliant exchange. The dummy and the run. Absolutely superb.
Throw in taken by Senior. Wallen gives it back to Senior. Senior crosses his ball in. It's going to be corner number four to FC United. Good stuff from FC United. 53 minutes on the clock here. FC United attacking the St Mary's Road end in this second half. And we've got a corner to FC. And it's going to be Donoghue to take this from this main stand side. As the main stand paddock gets up. Donoghue with a... It's like all the bodies are on the penalty spot at the moment in that penalty area. In it comes from Donoghue towards the back post area. Lynch is being pulled there. Play continues. Wallen with a header.
Then just made over. It too.
Just over. It's 5-8 in the morning and it's 25 degrees. And they are northern in New South Wales.
Yeah. Well, I've got relatives in Sydney, so I've got a bit of a connection with New South Wales these days.
Well, there we go, Paul.
But yeah,
you've got a pen pal there if you want.
The Wallen Potts combo in midfield has certainly changed things a bit, hasn't it?
Ramsbottom with this goal kick. Lynch flicks the ball on. It's back with Allinson.
You reckon the two of them?
Yes. They are really linking up well in the 1.5 games I've seen so far, certainly. But this game's been very, very impressive in a number of departments. Here is Potts now. Potts back it goes to O'Halloran. The score remains 1-0 though to FC United. Donoghue doesn't win that flick on. And here's Clifton. Clifton with a ball infield. Finds Steich. Steich turns Lynch. Shot comes in. And if that's what Steich can do under this amount of pressure and starved of the ball, then you can do that all night long. That was nothing in the end. But that's where we've got Alfreds and two at the moment.
They're just not creating much.
Ball breaks here to Samoes. Samoes beats his man. Infield, Samoes still brought with down. The ball. Brought down there by Shields, who's
well, to be a card.
It's a good booking.
You would say, but it's cynical, really. Samoes is just too quick, too clever.
And it's a free kick to FC United. Dead centre. 20 yards outside Alfreton's penalty area. Would be ambitious from here. Stranger things have happened. 55 minutes on the clock here. FC 1-0 up. This free kick. We've got
Willoughby
there.
Claiming it, I think.
Yeah, Willoughby's going to be lining this up.
Conversation between
Wallen's there as well, but I think Wallen's going to leave it for Willoughby. Three-man wall in front of him, so it's a two-man wall.
Get ready for the follow-up.
Willoughby lining this up. 10 minutes into the second half. In it comes. Shot comes in. Oh, ooh. It's just wide. But I'll tell you what, he didn't half felt that.
I think the goalkeeper was praying there. He certainly didn't get near it.
Well, it's just a goal kick in the end. Good atmosphere tonight here at Broadhurst Park as well. Good crowd. I'd say over maybe 1,500.
It's a good feeling.
Yeah. On a Tuesday night. Ramsbottom with this goal kick. Lynch wins the header. Mansell wins the ball back but then loses out there to the other Lynch. Cleared by Wild. O'Halloran, towering header there. And Clifton has to turn. He's got Donoghue for company. Donoghue brings him down.
Don't foul him.
That's can't the be obstruction if he's got the ball in front of him.
Elementary.
Clifton with this free kick for Alfreton. High in the air, the ball goes. Heady clear there by O'Halloran. Wallen can't get to that ball, but Potts can. Ball breaks in midfield. It's high in the air again. O'Halloran with a brave header there, but play continues. Thompson plays the ball to Donoghue. Donoghue keep. No, he can't keep it in play, unfortunately. It's going to be a throw in, which Clifton's looking to take early. Down the line it goes. Pinnicott wins that header, but it's to no one in particular. And Wallen gets the ball clear. But the ball given away. And now an attack by Alfreton. And, well, Referee not moved by that challenge by Potts there, and play continues. Here's Mansell on the halfway line, back to Potts. Potts on his left foot, switches play out towards his right hand side to Senior. Senior now infield, good stuff there from FC's right back, still with possession, looking for a through ball there, but keeps the ball. Senior got loads of players around him, tries to thread a through ball, it breaks to Mansell, who's one on one. Good save there from Ramsbottom again. Will Mansell ever score for FC United, Paul?
Makes you wonder. That was, it was a bit fortuitous. This Senior had run into a blind alley, that, really. Yeah. And the ball ricocheted out to Mansell, and Mansell was clean through in close range, and the goalkeeper made a good stop.
Well, it's got 13 minutes gone in this second half. FC 1-0 up, and as you can hear, the noise is pretty lively here at Broadhurst Park. Donoghue with this corner from this main stand side. In it comes from Donoghue. It's a shallow one, it beats everyone, but then he's cleared from the penalty spot, and now it's back to the halfway line. Thompson's covering. Thompson plays the ball out, so it's left on the right hand side, but Donoghue can't keep that ball in play, and it's going to be a throw in to Alverton.
Just need a second goal to kill this off, and it's not come yet, but the noise levels are going up.
Hope you're getting that loud and clear at home as well,
and in Byron Bay.
It's a throw-in to Alverton. Back it goes to Wild. Wild now on his left foot. Down the left-hand side it goes. O'Halloran does well, as does Lynch. Back it goes to Allinson. Allinson rolls the ball out to Thompson, who's in a bit of space over on this left-hand side to get the ball towards the halfway line. Thompson infield to Donoghue. Donoghue looking for the run there of Thompson. Oh, and he nearly finds him. But the ball is cleared by Alverton. And here's Clifton now. Over the halfway line he goes. For the team in blue, Steinsch there gives the ball away, and Donoghue back with possession, plays the ball square to find Samoes. Samoes finds Willoughby, continues his run. Here's Willoughby now looking out towards his right hand side, finds Senior. Senior's first touch is heavy, but he brings the ball back in field. Here's Senior now. Well, as soon as that left his foot, I thought that was soaring into the top corner, but then it just kept rising, unfortunately, for Senior.
I've got some bad news for you. Gowling's coming on, so it's going to be all over by Christmas.
It's Sinnott, actually, Paul.
Is it?
Yes. Otherwise, that joke would have worked.
I was close.
I'm sorry.
I thought it was 16. But
we can
it
pretend
wasn't.
It's Gowling if
it
you
was,
want,
it
Paul.
It was close.
Hott, who's been pretty quiet, to be fair, in this game, is he's off, and Jordan Sinnott, he's on.
Sinnott, of course, has got a good pedigree. His father played for Watford in the 84 Cup Final against Everton.
There we go. Lynch wins this header. Willoughby brings the ball down. Lovely control from Willoughby there. And, well, the ball's played all the way back, though, to Ramsbottom in the Alverton goal, who clears his lines. The rain's starting to come down again. It's drizzly tonight. Very, very drizzly. Very, very autumnal here in North Manchester. Thompson gets the ball to Donoghue, to Potts. Potts with an unlikely ball there, if Thompson can get to it. He did really well to play that ball there, did FC United's captain. Cleared, though, by Ramsbottom. Good stuff there from Senior. And a good ball there from Wallen. And Samoes keeps the ball in play. Samoes back to Wallen. Wallen now towards the halfway line. Is that going to get to Donoghue? No, it's cleared by Clifton. And nice 1-2 there. And here is Clifton now for Alverton. Clifton with a long ball. And Wallen was back there, and he needed to be back, but it was offside anyway.
There are times where the pace of the game that FC are playing, it's just too much for Alverton. They can't keep up.
I say it again, though. 72% possession for FC United. The score still is 1-0 to FC. But loads of chances being created at the moment. Mansell there tries to find Willoughby, and it finds Willoughby. Willoughby lined up a shot. Good challenge there from Clifton. And what an important challenge that was from Alverton's number two. The ball broke to Willoughby.
And he's down injured. In fact, they're both down injured. Yeah. He was just pulling the trigger when the challenge went in.
Well, both players down injured, and that means we've got Crawford and Bannister warming up at the moment. I mean, it is interesting that, you know, the fitness levels of Willoughby.
Willoughby's back on his feet.
His first game in a few weeks, apart from the England C game, of course.
Yeah, he's played more for England than FC in recent times.
Well, it's Ramsbottom with the ball back now, but again another chance goes begging for FC United. 283 completed passes versus 112. Long ball played forward there by Ramsbottom. O'Halloran wins the header. Potts flicks the ball on. Donoghue wins the ball back and he's brought down there. Free kick to FC United. Inside their own half. Be interesting to see what Neil Reynolds does next, because it's even though we are 1-0 up and in control, you don't want to change it too much, but you do want to put the game to bed. Here's O'Halloran now on the left hand side with a ball down the line here for Willoughby. Willoughby controls it and he's got two blue shirts around him, and Thompson wins the ball there for FC United and he's still trying to win the ball back. Johnson gets the ball clear and that's good pressing there from Willoughby and Thompson over on that left hand side. It's a throw in to FC 20 yards or so from the Alfreton corner flag. Throw in taken. Here's Potts now. Potts back to the centre spot he goes to find Lynch. Lynch now out on this right hand side looking for support, plays the ball forward. It's to no one in particular and Alfreton get the ball clear, but there's Lynch, can bring the ball down. Lynch to Potts. Potts again, FC United giving the ball away, and that's two careless passes there from FC United. But Samoa's good pressing there and it's out of play. It's going to be a throw in on the halfway line to the visitors.
That's
a substitution coming here for Alfreton Town, and it's going to be Craig Hobson coming on. That's the manager's choice at this point. And coming off,
it's our man Stich.
Well, disappointing evening for Alfreton's
afternoon and evening.
And evening. Well, started obviously with the coach journey.
Yeah, all went downhill.
I have to go where? Anyway, it's a throw in to Alfreton in front of the away dugout here. And it's now with Shields. He was on a yellow card, I should say. Plays it to Clifton. Clifton's touches a poor one. And here's Donoghue. Donoghue wins the ball back for FC United. Gets the ball to Wallen. Wallen with a lovely pass there out to the left-hand side to Thompson, who's on the overlap, heading towards the byline. Crosses that ball in. Far too close to Sam Ramsbottom. And the score stays 1-0 to FC United. And Alfreton looking to launch a bit of a counter-attack here. FC United do have numbers back. But Clifton on the ball. And forward the ball goes towards Hobson, but it's cut out. Donoghue plays the ball back to Allenton, who clears his lines. Headed forward there by Johnson. And Clifton wins the ball back there off Thompson. Clifton towards the byline he goes. Crosses that ball in. It beats everyone. And back it goes out towards his left-hand side. It's with Bateson. Bateson now crosses this ball into FC United's penalty area. O'Halloran wins the header. And Potts gets to the second ball. Potts now out towards the left-hand side. FC United with possession. With Thompson in the left-back position. Forward to Potts. Potts wide here to Lynch. Lynch through the middle. Finds Wallen. Wallen out to his right-hand touchline to Senior. Back to FC United's penalty area with Lynch. Lynch back to Allenton, who clears his lines towards halfway line. The ball goes. Mansell's under it. Wins the flick on there. Willoughby lets the ball bounce. It's cleared. Wallen wins the ball back. But back it goes to Wild. And Wild plays it all the way back to Ramsbottom.
Reynolds just wants them to keep going.
Lynch with a clearing header there, but the ball is with Pinnicott. And it's now with Lynch. Lynch out towards the left-hand side to Bateson. Bateson now for Alfreton. He's heading towards the byline. Can he beat Senior? He can. He crosses that ball in. Senior recovers. It's a corner to Alfreton. Their first corner of the game on 66 minutes.
14 goal attempts for FC tonight. 6 on target so far.
The score remains, I'm fed up of saying this, but with 24 minutes to go, it's only 1-0 to FC United. Is there a stinging the tail here? Alfreton with this corner. It's going to be Jordan Sinnott to take it from this main stand side. In it comes towards the near post. Free header cleared off the line there by Senior. A great clearance there from FC United's right back. And Clifton has to play the ball back to Ramsbottom, but FC United there.
Dangerous moment.
Ramsbottom plays the ball forward. Lynch has to win that header and does. Here's Potts. Potts now plays it back to O'Halloran. O'Halloran forward to Wallen. Wallen, who's in a bit of space now, plays a through ball there. What a ball is that, can find to Thompson. the vision there from Wallen. I'm not just saying this because his mum's listening. That was a great pass.
It was.
Flicked on though there by Pinnicott for Hobson to chase, but it's back with Allinson.
You can certainly see why he captained QPR under 23s.
Is there anything Stato Paul doesn't know? Here I am in Killjoy Towers, absolutely marvelling at the man's knowledge.
Is he trying to wind me up there?
Probably. Mansell wins that flick on. Clifton gets the second ball. He's under a bit of pressure there, but the ball finds Johnson. Johnson's pass, though, he's putting Shields under a bit of pressure there. Lynch wins the ball. And now, here is Shields, plays the ball forward. And this ball's going to get to Bateson here, unless Senior can get tracked back. Senior recovers. Bateson tries to beat him, beats one man. Samoes there brings his man down. The ball breaks, shot comes in, but it's cleared and it's out of play for a throw in to Alfreton. Coming back into this, aren't they?
I think they can sniff the fact that it's still 1-0. Another substitution. The last throw of the dice for the visitors.
Substitution for Alfreton, replacing number 11, Bobby Johnson, is number 14, Joshua Claxton.
Well, Bobby Johnson coming off and Claxton coming on. It's a Claxton, if you will, Paul, of some
yes,
kind.
I was thinking that. Should be some sound accompaniment when he comes on.
Is that their last substitution
yeah.
as well?
Yeah, they played all three now.
FC United, Neil Reynolds and Chaddy in conversation now about what they should do, because obviously, you know, changes have been made by Alfreton and they are appearing to bear a bit of fruit here. But the score remains 1-0 to FC United, but Alfreton having the best spell of the game so far for themselves.
I'm just wondering who from an attacking side of it we might bring on if we do change it.
Bannister's the obvious choice.
Yeah.
Maybe for Donoghue. Bannister has been scoring goals recently, and a goal would be nice at the moment. It's a free kick to FC United, midway into FC's half, over on that left hand side, taken quickly by O'Halloran, who plays it short to Wallen, who plays it back to Allinson. Allinson now plays the ball forward, headed clear, and it now finds Pinnicott, who can turn. Pinnicott out to his left hand side now, and that's good stuff from Bateson. Beats Wallen, but can't beat Senior. Good. Senior's having a cracking game, Paul.
He is. One of his better games in recent weeks.
And
one of many good players tonight.
And we're going to get the attendance figure here from John England, who's writing this down. And it's Paul, can I tell you? I said about 1,500 there. 1,531. Those 31 coming late. Senior with a throw-in, flicked on there, and Mansell heads the ball forward there for Samoes to chase, and Shields does well, clears it. But good pressure there from FC United's forward line. Throw-in to FC United. It's about 20 yards or so from the Alfreton corner flag. Senior to take this. Senior takes it. Here's Willoughby now. Turns. It's about 20 yards out, facing the wrong way. Has to play the ball back to Potts. Potts out to his right hand side. Finds Wallen. Wallen now down the line to Samoes. Samoes is dispossessed. Wins the ball back though. Good stuff there from FC's number 7. Chips the ball through there. Headed clear just about by Alfreton. And Potts there piling on the pressure. But Alfreton keep possession. And it's now with Claxton. Over on that right-hand side, chips the ball long, and that's going to go out of play for a throw-in to FC United, which suits us fine at the moment, with 20 minutes left to play. Shades of Saturday.
Yeah, that's the worry.
Changes being made by the opposition manager bearing fruit. That was the story from Saturday. But at the moment, FC United have ridden a mini-storm from Alfreton. And FC United now on the attack with Willoughby. Good challenge there from Hurd. Out of play it goes for a throw-in to FC United. 20 yards or so from the Alfreton corner flag. Over on that left-hand side, it's going to be Thompson to take it. Thompson looking for options. Gets a shout from Potts. Potts back to Thompson. Thompson infield. Good strength there from Willoughby. Not according to referee. Referee says it was a foul. Reckon to that, Paul. That wasn't a foul, was it? Soft.
It was a soft free kick.
Ramsbottom with this free kick. Forward it goes. O'Halloran wins his header and out of play goes for a throw-in to Alfreton. And now Alfreton on the attack. Switches play out to this left-hand side to Wild. Wild to Bateson, back to Wild. Wild now tries a through ball. Comfortable for Senior. Senior gives it back to Wild though. Wild could cross this ball in. It's a dangerous cross. Clifton was there.
Goal kick.
And it's a goal kick. Well, you don't want to give possession away like that in that area for a cross to come in like that.
And what you don't want is to be 1-0 with the minute sticking away and get anxious again about winning. And then we've gone so long without winning at home here in the league.
Yeah, just a reminder, FC United have not won in the league at home since April.
Yeah. It's a good while ago, isn't it?
Here is Allinson now. Allinson with this goal kick. Mansell doesn't win that header, Shields does. And the second ball won by Bateson. But that's Wallen there winning the ball back for FC United. Senior clears it. Good clearance then. Good control from Mansell. But his momentum takes him away from the ball. Lynch battling away there. Wallen wins the ball again. And the second ball picked up by Sinnott. Gets it to Clifton. Back it goes to Claxton. Claxton now infield to Shields. Shields now forward to Sinnott. Sinnott on the halfway line. Turns and plays the ball towards Pinnicott, who's offside. O'Halloran won that battle anyway.
The position three players forward now, Alfreton, who were forward for most of the game and as it unravels. And it's given us things to think about, which we didn't have earlier on. They're gambling a bit. Well, they've got to gamble.
Yeah, they have to. And that does open up some opportunities for FC, but at the moment we haven't cracked those opportunities in the second half. Score remains 1-0. And Claxton now by his own corner flag clears his lines only as far as Potts. Potts brings the ball down and gets the ball to Thompson, back to Potts, and here's O'Halloran now. O'Halloran, back it goes to Allinson. Allinson plays the ball back out to that left hand touchline to O'Halloran, who takes the touch and now plays the ball down the line there. Shields wins the header. Clifton flicks it on and he beats O'Halloran, and now it's Sinnott on the attack down the right hand side. He checks back infield. Sinnott with a cross. Pinnicott there with a free header, but a lot to do from that angle, and over it goes. But you can hear it. I can hear him in my headphones, so you must be able to hear him at home. Neil Reynolds there.
Reynolds is getting dangerously close to Billy Heath here on the touchline. At least they can hear it while each other are shouting, I suppose. Nullify each other.
Well, it's a goal kick to FC United as we enter the last 15 minutes here of normal time at Broadhurst Park. FC 1-0 up. FC Live brought to you by ConstructorCoding.com. New lovely people, the Armchair Army. Shields wins that header into midfield. Donoghue brings the ball down, but that second ball is picked up by David Lynch, who plays it to Claxton. Claxton now cut out by Thompson. Thompson to Potts. Potts now on the left-hand side on the halfway line. Out towards Thompson. To Donoghue. Donoghue with a nice bit of skill there to try and beat Claxton, but Shields is covering. Forward it goes, headed clear by O'Halloran, only as far as Pinnicott and Clifton. Down forward the ball goes, and here's Hobson now. Hobson plays the ball through. Allinson has to come out, and Allinson does well. Good goalkeeping.
Yeah, had to be brave and decisive.
How does Lewis Mansell compare with Gary Birtles for games without a goal?
This is his seventh. Birtles went 32.
One way to go then for Mansell.
And we didn't spend 1.2 million on him either, I think.
No. And Ramsbottom clears his lines. Forward the ball goes. Header won there by Hobson. Hobson wins the ball back again and gets it to Pinnicott, who can turn. O'Halloran's covering. O'Halloran does well. Plays the ball forward there towards Willoughby. Willoughby does well. Wins a throw-in for FC United. In fact, no, he doesn't. Giving it away. And now, Alfreton on the attack now. Infield, they come with the ball. Out towards his left-hand side to Wild. Wild now. Plays it to Bateson. Bateson back to Wild. First-time ball down the line here for Hobson to chase onto. And Hobson beats Lynch. Hobson by the byline. Crosses this ball in. It's messy, but good defending. And what a last-ditch tackle there from Steve O'Halloran. A very, very important challenge, but FC United living life on the edge at the moment.
There's a couple of stats come to mind, and when I get a chance I'll remind you of them.
Wallen now switches play out to his right hand side to Senior. Senior asking Samos to come short for it, and the balls aren't sticking now for FC United as Alfreton turn the screw here. Here's Bateson infield, and the spaces are starting to open up here for the visitors. Here's Wild now down the line to Bateson. Bateson to the byline, crosses this ball in, it deflects, and it's out of play for a corner.
Okay, Alfreton have played 7 away games and scored in all of them this season, but they've never drawn away from home. And the other one is between FC and Alfreton, 6 games, 3 wins apiece, no draws.
Well, we've got 78 minutes on the clock here at Broadhurst Park. The score is 1-0 to FC United, but there's a corner for Alfreton. Jordan Sinnott to take it. The last one had to be cleared off the line by Senior. In it comes from Sinnott. It's a similar cross. It's punched clear this time with authority by Allinson. And here's Donoghue with the ball now. Donoghue towards the halfway line. He's got Samoes breaking out on this right-hand side. That's a poor pass from Donoghue. Oh, the ball was on though there.
Golden chance.
But Sinnott now with the ball. Long ball played forward. O'Halloran has to come deep for it and wins the header. And here's Wallen now. Wallen to Potts. Back to Wallen. Wallen to Samoes. Samoes there. Nice ball to Willoughby. Willoughby beats his man. Willoughby now towards the right hand side of the penalty area. He goes. Crosses this ball in. Who's it going to get to? It's cleared. Breaks to Potts from distance. Potts lining up a shot here. No. Opts to play the ball back out to Willoughby. Willoughby shoots. Deflects. Throw in.
Thought we might have had the killer blow there. It's still 1-0.
And this is where the crowd come back into play.
Sounds a lot more than 1,531.
It's the 31 that make all the difference.
Yeah.
Senior by Alfreton's corner flag with this throw in. Samoes coming short for it. No, Senior keeps the ball. Throws it to Willoughby. Willoughby now. Plays the ball back here to Wallen. Wallen to Potts. Potts to Willoughby. Willoughby shields the ball but then loses the ball. Potts wins the ball back. Good stuff. Gets it to Mansell. Mansell turns. Handball appeal. No, Mansell keeps the ball. Mansell crosses that ball in. Appeals for handball again. But I don't think that second one was handball. A third appeal.
I think we'll have that one. Third time lucky.
None of them were handball. None of them. Never mind.
You think that was kind of that was manipulation
that
by
was
the crowd?
Darren Brown on a big scale right there, wasn't it?
It was like 2 potential handballs, and the referee was convinced into thinking, well, the third one maybe, I'll give that one.
80 minutes on the clock here, 1-0 to FC United. It's a free kick to be taken by Wallen in towards the penalty area. The ball goes, beats everyone. And you want a ball with pace, and he had the ball with pace there,
but no panache.
No one was reading that one. So we're coming up to the last 10 minutes. There are going to be one substitution at least, and it's Theo Briley coming on.
So I guess a midfielder will be coming off.
Or maybe
an attacker.
But it's good, like Paul says there. Like a young Kay Burley, who's gone with the breaking news angle and beats me to it. Good stuff there from O'Halloran, but the ball breaks on this left hand side for Wild. Wild now. Beats Senior. Wild, is he going to keep that ball in play?
He's going to give a free kick.
Well, the interesting thing is, I would have given a free kick against Wild because he's the one who pulled on Senior's shirt as he went past him.
Yeah.
But
he's contentious.
Very contentious. But we've got 9 minutes left to play here.
Reynolds had a word with the assistant there about that.
9 minutes left to play here and a free kick.
Dangerous position.
To Alfreton. And, John Sinnott stealing some yards there. This is a... see what's coming here a mile off, can't you? In it comes from Sinnott towards the back post area and Clifton there.
Must be a foul. Must
Alfreton.
Be a foul.
And you know what?
Cleaned out the goal.
Should be a booking.
He cleaned him out, didn't he? And poor Allinson is out on the floor now. He's taking a count, I think.
It's number 14, Theo Briley.
Donoghue coming off. Briley coming on. Donoghue's run himself ragged this afternoon and this evening.
He has. And the second change is the pondering on.
Well, we've got fresh legs, but two more fresh legs if Neil Reynolds so wishes to bring on.
Well, Allinson has recovered from his assault, we could say.
And,
there was no attempt to play the ball, that's for sure.
Senior now. Allenson with this goal kick. Into Alfreton half. The ball goes, flicked on there by Mansell, but it's going to go all the way back to Ramsbottom, isn't it?
Interesting collision there.
Not quite Reynolds-esque, not far off. The referee is David Lynch. Back it goes, and it's Hurd now on the ball for Alfreton, just inside his own half. Plays the ball forward towards a winning header there from Alfreton into the penalty area. The ball goes, and Clifton misses an absolute sitter.
Well, the knockdown was perfect, and it, for one of the few times tonight, the defence were a bit on their heels and didn't pick him up.
Well, looks like Crawford's about to come on, probably for Samoles, I'd imagine.
A like for like,
or maybe even Willoughby. We'll wait and see. It's going to be for Samoles. Where is Samoles? Oh, he's
hiding.
I like that. He's gone over to the left hand side, as far away from the touchline as possible.
Is number 15, Jamal Crawford.
Crawford coming on. Crawford had a lively game when he came on at the weekend, Paul. I was very impressed with Jamal Crawford.
Yeah. He's certainly got similar assets of pace. Can take players on. Well, we've got a 7 minutes roughly, and another goal now would be very timely.
Well, it's a goal kick to FC United. Arnson takes it. And the other ball goes. Mansell wins his... He's won a lot of headers tonight, Mansell.
He's done well.
He's got no flick-ons at the moment, really, of any note. Here's Bateson now infield with it. Plays the ball square to Sinnott. Sinnott to Clifton. Clifton gives the ball away. Good stuff there from Briley. Gets the ball to Potts. Potts back to Briley. Briley's dispossessed though there by Clifton. Clifton doing well. He's lining up a shot here, Clifton. Over.
Well, if he keeps shooting like that, we don't mind. Well, the two sides have had 15 goal attempts apiece now.
Well, the possession stats have narrowed slightly. It's only a mere 66% possession for FC United in this 85 minutes played thus far. Standards are slipping. Allenson with this goal kick towards his right hand side. Flicked on there by Wallen and out of play. It's going to be a throw in to FC United just in front of the home dugout. And
we certainly don't make it easy for ourselves, do we?
No.
Dominate a game and winning 1-0.
Seeing you stealing loads of yards here. What would birthday boy Swampy say at this stage?
Yes.
Seeing you ever throwing down the line. Mansell there wins another flick on, but no one getting to these second balls in a red shirt at the moment. Here's Hobson now, tackled by Lynch.
Well timed challenge. He took a blow for his pains, but Lynch is Lynch and he just gets up, doesn't he? I think he's took a bang on the knee.
Is 1,531.
He's a tough nut though, Lynch, isn't he?
Big time. Well, he's
just taking a count, I think. It's like boxing, isn't it? He's been knocked to the canvas.
Oh, he's back on his feet, but he's in a lot of pain.
What, you watch. Give him a minute.
He is like RoboCop. I mean, I don't know how he does it, to be honest.
He just puts himself back together again, doesn't he?
Throwing taken by Senior. Down the line it goes. Wallen loses out though there. And Lynch pelts the ball forward on the volley. Hurd there with an interesting back header. And he just about gets away with it, with Crawford chasing after him. Crawford still chasing after this ball. That's what you want from your substitutes, with a fresh pair of legs, putting the pressure on. And they're giving the ball away, Alfreton. And here's Thompson now. Thompson infield. Finds Potts. In fact, it's Wallen. Wallen now out to his right-hand side to Senior. Senior back in field to Potts now. Potts to Wallen. Wallen back to Lynch. Shouts of attack, attack, attack. And possession, order of the day here. And no foul given there. And, foul for Alfreton just inside their own half. Strange refereeing. But there you go, maybe we're just biased. Free kick to Alfreton. Got 3 minutes left to play here. 1-0 score to FC United, but Alfreton with this free kick, in it goes towards FC United's penalty area. O'Halloran wins the header, and here's Willoughby. Willoughby now with a ball out towards left inside towards Crawford. Crawford battling away there, and Crawford loses out, unfortunately. And here's Lynch. Lynch now with a ball down the right hand side, cleared by O'Halloran. Second ball picked up here by Flaxton. Flaxton with the ball on the halfway line. Back it goes to there, Lynch. Infield to Sinnott. Sinnott can turn now for the visitors. Chips the ball through there, and it's not the best of controls. Ball breaks. What a shot comes in. The ball, it was a great challenge there from Senior, but the ball broke to the edge of the box, and there was Clifton. And there's the inevitable, Paul.
Well, sometimes you kind of see these things coming, don't you? And FC have dominated for most of this game, but for the last 10-15 minutes, Alfreton have made changes, and they've gradually crept into it, and they've got an equaliser now. They may not deserve it over the balance of play, but this is the problem when you don't put a game to bed. And it's the same as on Saturday again, isn't it?
Senior, forward the ball goes. What can FC United do in these closing minutes? What can Alfreton do? Here's Senior now. Senior finds Willoughby. Willoughby loses out though there, and it's cleared.
Must be very frustrating for everybody at the moment.
Senior with this throw-in to Willoughby. Willoughby now back to Senior. Senior crosses this ball towards the edge of the Alfreton box. It's cleared. Who's going to get to this ball? It's O'Halloran. O'Halloran's touch though is poor, and it's out of play. We're into the last minute here, fast approaching 90 minutes. O'Halloran, and the passes haven't been sticking for FC United, and the ball played down the right hand side. Here's Hobson now heading towards the corner flag, checks back, tries to beat O'Halloran. It's a corner.
Well, Alfreton have kept their record going of scoring in every away game.
The record though for Alfreton, let me remind you, is they haven't drawn a game this season yet.
They've not drawn away this season, and these two sides have never drawn against each other before, so who knows.
90 minutes, fast approaching, corner to Alfreton from the park side. In it comes towards the near post area, headed clear just about. Ball back out though to Sinnott over on the right hand side, plays it to there, Lynch back to Sinnott, down the right hand side it goes towards Clifton towards the corner flag, got Thompson for company, cross comes in, out of play for a goal kick.
Interesting to see what's added now.
Looks like it's going to be 3 minutes of added time, which is probably about right. Great commentary tonight, atmosphere came through loud and clear.
Minimum of 3 minutes additional time, 3 minutes.
Well, is there going to be a sting in the tail to this game for Alfreton or for FC United, or is it just going to fizzle out into a draw? But at the moment, could go either way. Is O'Halloran. O'Halloran plays the ball forward. It's behind Crawford and FC United. None of the passes are sticking for the first time in the whole evening. Senior does well. Gets the ball to Potts. Potts now, just inside his own half, looking for options. There's a couple of players out on the left-hand side. Up for the through ball there. And he's taken out there so cynically. And it's another yellow card, and it's for Shields. And that's his second yellow.
He's got to go, hasn't he? Has the referee realised this yet?
He's not giving it to Shields, who's pointing at the other player.
Ah.
And I'm not sure who the player is at the minute. I think it's Heard. It is Heard.
Tonight's man of the match, chosen by our
Heard with the
booking sponsors, Crystal Palace, is FC United's number 3, Lewis Thompson.
Well, it's a free kick to FC United. We've already had a minute of added time here. Willoughby lining this up. It's about 10 yards outside the penalty area.
Alfreton did lose to a last-minute goal at Chester on Saturday.
It's a two-man watch, just a two-man wall after the last free kick Willoughby put in. Willoughby here, it's about 12 yards out. Right of centre, here comes Willoughby. Shot comes in, he couldn't get any curl on it, and it's wide, and it's a goal kick. And that's probably the end of the game. We've got a minute and a half left.
90 seconds.
90 seconds left. Goal kick taken, and the Pinnicott wins the header. Bates in there, but there's Potts doing well, gets the ball there to Mansell turns, he's got loads of blue shirts around him. Plays a through ball there to Crawford. Has Crawford got the legs? No, Ramsbottom gets there first. Who's your man of the match, Paul, at the minute? In fact, play continues. Here's Potts. Potts. Forward it goes to Wallen. Wallen now. Wallen still on the ball. Wallen plays the ball in. It's too close to the goalkeeper. And that probably is the end of the game.
I think Joel Sini's got to be a candidate, hasn't he? Might be one or two others.
Well, here is Ramsbottom now. Clears his lines. Forward it goes. We've got 30 seconds left of added time. 1-1 the score here. In fact, he's called time 25 seconds early. But 1-0 the score, and Neil Reynolds looks a bit miffed. I mean, FC United had all the possession in the world this evening, Paul. In fact, 66% of it. And
the manager looks like he's had his pocket picked.
He has.
Because this was a game that should have been won. And that's two draws he's got now. But it's like the Broadhurst curse has struck again. And we're still going back to April for a league win at home. And it's something that's got to change.
I mean, Woodsell's joined us as well now for this one more cup of coffee on Facebook. We're live on Facebook as well. There was an air of inevitability about that, Woodsell, to be fair, when you've worked out how broadcasting works and put the headset on properly.
Oh, very good.
There was an air of inevitability about that, wasn't there?
It feels like a defeat, actually. The shape just went a little bit second half, I think. They took advantage of that. So having said that, we had one or two good chances again. I mean, there was the Willoughby free kick, and there was a couple of times Simmons went through.
Will Mansell ever score?
Mansell again, yeah.
He's just frustrating. Can't get off the grid, can he?
False start.
Oh!
Now, the thing is the fact that during this game, very similar to the weekend's match as well against Brackley, changes were made by the visitors.
Yeah.
And that made all the difference in the end. And those changes bore fruit. For the first time after those substitutions, Alfreton started to keep the ball and create those chances. And, you know, we're fortunate we had to clear it off the line.
Yeah,
with 10 minutes to go. I mean, mixed emotions.
It is. It does feel like we've lost the game. Obviously, we haven't. And, you know, the unbeaten run continues. And that's the ultimate thing to take from it, you know, that we've not lost a game. You know, we've picked up another point. Still not won at home in the league this season, but, you know, it'll come.
It's a great opportunity lost, though.
Will it come?
It was.
Will it come?
Well, of course it will.
Will it, though?
Yes, at some point. And, you know, let's look at it another way. We've got two away games coming up now, both very, very winnable games. So it's certainly not doom and gloom. Again, you know, you've got to take the first half performance. It was an excellent first half performance of attacking. Well, we said at half time, didn't we? It's just unfortunate we just couldn't carry that on into the second half. I think, like I said, I think, and I don't know if you noticed, Reynolds was saying to the subs, you could see he was making this square. He likes this square in the middle of the pitch, and I think that's where the shape just went in the second half. And it let, you know, Alfreton get back into the game. And, he did. There was an error of inevitability. I must admit, I thought we might see it out, I'll be honest with you. But, you know, what, 1 point instead of three? It's better than nothing, of course it is. You know, and let's look at the positives.
I mean, here the play is coming off now. And how do you... This is where Neil Reynolds earns his corn, isn't it?
Well,
I mean,
of course
it's,
it is, yeah.
It's how do you pick him up after that? Because it does feel like a defeat. We are unbeaten in the last three league matches, and we played Kidderminster, played Brackley, we played Alfreton, and
three tough games. I mean, Alfreton aren't on the greatest of runs, and they're not, you know, riding high in the league, but they're always a solid. We know when we played them in the past. I think, if I remember right, we won thanks to two very late goals last season here, and obviously lost away from home. So they're not an easy team to play against. Kidderminster, we know how good they are. And, you know, Brackley are always solid. So it's three good results out of three games, really. It's just frustrating to see tonight, because It should really be three. We should be celebrating the win, really.
We're climbing up the table in very slow instalments.
Do you want a sandwich? No? How about 10 tons of gravel? No? Okay. Can I interest you in a slap across the face? No? Well, in that case, visit constructivecoding.com for something you do want.